It's Thursday, January 17th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callum.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us is Becca Martin Brown. She's features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
I've covered a lot of art exhibits in more years than we're going to discuss.
Okay.
I'm excited about this one because I learned cool stuff.
Okay.
It's called Arkansas's Champion Trees, An Artist's Journey. And it's colored pencil drawings by a Hot Springs artist named Linda Williams Palmer. It opens today at the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks in Fayetteville. What was fun for me talking to her is that she's been all over Arkansas finding these trees that are designated champion trees because they're the biggest, they have the biggest canopy,
and they're
tallest,
the biggest around.
And they're the biggest around.
There are a couple in a veteran on the trail around Veterans Park in Fayetteville.
They do have a lot of
trees there. And they'll be designated.
Right.
You walk up to them and they say this is a champion maple or whatever.
And there are at least two and maybe three on the grounds of Crystal Bridges. There's one at the Confederate Cemetery in Fayetteville.
That's right.
But she's been all over the state. She has braved snakes and people that didn't want her on their property because some people want them recorded, but they don't want the public to come. Mm-hmm. She's heard stories about how the stagecoach stopped there. And each of her drawings has a close-up of the leaves. It has a photograph. And then it has a little bit about the history of the tree if they know it. I talked to somebody at the Forestry Service who keeps this list. And they have no idea how to tell how old these trees are because species vary so widely. Mm-hmm. And the only way to find out is core of the tree, which then opens the tree up to insects and disease and bad idea. But they do sometimes find them in old maps and in old aerial photos. And they're all obviously old, old trees. So this is a really interesting exhibit. It'll be at the Botanical Garden through February 9th, and it's $5 admission for adults. Also tonight for free, Free Flicks Before 6 at the Fayetteville Public Library, Snow White and the Huntsman, which I haven't seen and want to. If you love trains, the Railway Society meets tonight at 7 at the Shiloh Museum in Springdale.
What do they do?
They talk about, a lot of them travel to see trains.
Okay.
We're talking about real trains, not model trains.
Right. I got that.
And so a lot of them travel to see trains, ride trains, talk about historic trains.
Gotcha.
A lot of fun. And there's an author talk tonight with Kevin Jones, who has done the Fort Smith version of Arcadia Publishing's photo books.
Postcards.
This one is postcards.
Right.
And he is speaking at 7 o'clock at the Fort Smith Museum of History. And one of the things I'm interested in is, if you do a postcard book, how does what you see in the images differ? I think that's an interesting...
Oh, you mean now?
No, I mean,
or differ from
just random photographs.
Oh,
I see what you're saying.
How were things chosen for postcards,
right.
And what does that say about
the
they real? Or is it
versus just random photos?
Because often a postcard was sort of a chamber of commerce sort of thing. Like, you should come to Fort Smith, or you should come to Siloam Springs because we have this lake, or we have this modern convenience,
or silliness like Brooks Blevins. Captured in the Arkansas
right.
exhibit.
Right.
So it should be a very interesting chance to meet him and see his book.
That's tonight?
Tonight at 7 at the Fort Smith Museum of History.
Free?
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Thanks, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
The world recoiled after brutal attacks on women in New Delhi and Steubenville, Ohio. As those stories continue to unfold, it's critical to step back and figure out what we know about rape. I'm Neil Conan. Who carries out rapes? What happens to the victims? And why is this crime so often uninvestigated? Join us next Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
Talk of the Nation, just ahead at 1 o'clock here on KUAF.